Plakas joins us once again. Plakas, how are you?
Gregor, you don't even have to ask. I just assume I'm always good.
Well, you didn't get ran over on your bike and you didn't run into a car today, so that is good news.
It's a good day. It's a good day, yes.
It's a good day. Now, there's a lot of different diets out there, right? Some people like paleo, some like vegan, what have you. They're all very different and some are very specific. So regardless of which one you're on, there's certain things you believe, whether you're paleo, vegan or not, you need to be successful.
That's right. Like that's, you can be successful on a variety type of diets, depending on what kind of works for you and just sort of your environment and lifestyle. But you want to check off these five boxes. If you're not checking off all the five boxes that I'm going to talk about here, then your diet is shitty.
Okay, what are they?
Okay, so number one, whatever eating plan you're on, it's got to be sustainable long term. Okay, it's not something that you go on for a week and you think, man, I can't follow this anymore. It's too hard or it sucks. I don't like the food and all that kind of stuff. So it's got to be doable in long term in all of life situations, whether you're on vacation, whether it's the holiday time, whether there's stress in your life, that kind of thing. It's got to be doable all the time. So if it's not, then it's not like something you're going to be able to sustain much longer. So it's not a good long-term eating plan.
Next.
Okay, so next. What you want to do is you want to follow an eating plan that doesn't deprive you of everything that you enjoy in life. So if it's so restrictive that you can, you know, every time you see a commercial and there's some pizza on there and you're like losing your mind and you're getting angry at other people because you feel like you're being deprived of the foods that you enjoy and you've got nothing to look forward to and all your friends are enjoying nice health or good foods when they're going out, then it's probably not an eating plan for you either. So you have to factor in some stuff that may not be as healthy as you would like in your eating plan sporadically throughout your week or month. So you can't be deprived all the time.
What about weight?
Yes, and that's the other thing. Your eating plan has to allow you to be at a weight that you desire that's realistic. So, if you're a female and you want to weigh under 100 pounds, it's kind of unrealistic. You're not going to find any eating plan that's going to do that. But a realistic weight that's, you know, healthy, you should be able to maintain that with your diet. If you're not getting to the weight that you want, then you're probably taking in way too many calories than you should be.
Now, the other one is you can get on a diet that has to allow you to be functional, right?
That's right. So you have to have energy to do whatever exercise you want to do. So if you're a professional athlete, you need to have a diet that provides you the energy to do whatever sport you're doing. So if you're a recreational athlete and you want to exercise, say, an hour a day, and then have daily life activities like you have to shovel snow or do yard work or walk around throughout your day, you need to have energy to do that where you're not feeling lethargic all the time. So you have to make sure that enough energy is in your diet, so enough calories to sustain your activity.
Now, how can you tell whether – because sometimes people – oh, geez, I just feel tired. When do you know when it's fatigue from maybe not sleeping properly or your body's just craving more energy and likely more carbs?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's hard. That sometimes is hard to tell. Ideally, you want to be getting at least minimum between 7 to 9 hours a night for sleep. So if you're not doing that, then that might be a culprit. If you're feeling lightheaded, nauseous, or dizzy, you could be hypoglycemic. So you could be like not getting enough energy and your body is trying to metabolize all the sugars in your blood system. It's taking all the glycogen out of your liver. So then you might be starting to use up protein as fuel. So if you're feeling lightheaded, nausea, dizzy, you might not be taking as many calories as you should be.
And I think that's four. So what's the last one?
And the last one is you have to have a diet that gives you good nutrition so that your immune system is functioning properly and you're not having disease. So you should be avoiding diabetes, any kind of heart disease, that kind of thing. And your immune system should be functioning where you're not getting sick all the time. So good nutritious foods have to be incorporated in your diet. So if you get all those five things in whatever eating plan you're following, you're good to go. If you're missing any one of those, your diet needs a little bit of a tweak.
And, you know, and it's funny because a lot of people will get – and people get very, passionate about what their diet is, which is great.
Because
if you're passionate about it, then you're much more likely to want to stick to it. But you don't – you know, ideally you can't – and the thing is, a diet that works for you, Paul, might not work for me because
that's
certain
right.
body types, just there's certain foods that don't work with them. So that's where people have to realize that just because it works for their spouse or maybe their sibling doesn't guarantee it'll work for them.
Absolutely right. That's right. So yeah, every diet works on differently for every person. You want to make sure that it fits with the social aspects that you have in your life, where you're enjoying food with friends, that kind of thing, and you're getting energy for your sports, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's got to fit in, and you got to kind of enjoy it and look forward to eating. And you can't be like always afraid of food. If you're always constantly weighing stuff and worried about eating, it's probably too restrictive of a diet for you.
Paul, great stuff, my man. Don't hit any cars, and have a safe bike ride home.
Thanks, buddy.